This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Khadka with news out of stories first. Today's meeting of 3 chief district officers of Kathmandu Valley decides to extend probity order till the 2nd of September. Nepal government to resume domestic and international flights simultaneously from the 1st of September. Two persons, one is from Kalali and Baki district, die of coronavirus infection, and Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers arrested over anti-government protest. Now the news in detail. The probity order has been extended for one more week in Kathmandu Valley. Today's meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur decided to extend the imposition of probity order from today midnight till the midnight of September 2nd. Chief district officer of Kathmandu, Janak Raj Dahal, confirmed the decision of today's meeting. The probity order was enforced in Kathmandu Valley from the midnight of 18th of August till today midnight following the increasing cases of coronavirus infection. The government that had earlier made a decision to resume regular international flights from the 1st of September is to resume domestic flights from the same date following certain health conditions. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Batroy, said the government decided to resume regular domestic flights from September 1st, targeting the approaching festivals. However, the first phase of domestic flights will be made only from Kathmandu Valley to hilly and mountainous regions. Earlier, the government had postponed the flights that were supposed to resume from the 17th of August following the increasing cases of coronavirus infection in various districts, including Kathmandu Valley. A 45-year-old man from Godavari Municipality 11 in Kailali District has died of coronavirus infection. He died this morning while undergoing treatment at Sethi Provincial Hospital. He was referred to Sethi Provincial Hospital from Nisarga Hospital, Thangadi, yesterday night after he was confirmed with coronavirus infection. With this, the death tally from the coronavirus infection has reached 14 in Sudur Paschim State. Likewise, a 37-year-old man of Nepalganj Submetropolis died of coronavirus infection in Baki District last night. Corona focal person of the district health office Baki, Naresh Rastu, said the deceased was admitted to the teaching hospital Nepalganj on the 24th of August after diagnosed with pneumonia in both the lungs, and he breathed his last while undergoing treatment. He had tested positive for coronavirus yesterday afternoon. The Gandaki state has reported additional 32 new cases of coronavirus today. The state health directorate stated that the coronavirus was detected to 30 males and 2 women in the test carried out at the regional tuberculosis center Pokhara. With this, the total number of infections has raised 1,045 in Gandaki state. Likewise, 17 new cases of coronavirus were confirmed in various places of Kabri Planchuk district yesterday alone. 3 infections were confirmed from Dhulikhel Hospital and 6 is from Banipa Municipality and Panoti Municipality, while 2 cases were detected from Bhumlu Rural Municipality. This leads the total tally of coronavirus infection to 162 rather in Kabri Planchuk district. Similarly, 10 cases of coronavirus infection were found today in Rupandehi district. They include the health professionals of the Lumbini Hospital Provincial Hospital as well. Information officer of the hospital, Dr. Vishnu Gautam, said 7 of the infected are the health workers, while 3 are administrative staff. Likewise, 2 additional coronavirus cases have been confirmed in Manang district. Chief District Officer Dhruva Giri said that the chief of the Manang Health Office, a local of Sapakut Sangza, was diagnosed with the virus. Medical Officer Dr. Santosh Adhikari said that all the other services, excluding emergency service of the District Health Office, Health District Hospital, have been sought for contact tracing after the health chief tested positive for coronavirus. Additional 6 coronavirus infected persons have been discharged in Baki district after health recovery from the virus. Baki district health office focal person Rest Rasta said 5 persons recovered from the isolation center of Hotel City Palace and 1 from Sushil Koirala Cancer Hospital. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended message of best wishes on the occasion of Gaura Festival celebrated in the far western region of the country. Prime Minister Modi in his message has stated that Gaura festival is one of the great cultural festivals in the far western region, and he believed that the festival would generate further harmony and mutual cooperation and unity in the community. The Prime Minister has also said that the Gaura festival is a great tradition in culturally diversified Nepali society. He said Nepali festivals represent cultural unity and regard women as goddess of birth in various forms. Meantime, Prime Minister Willi also urged all to move forward in the path of development and prosperity, stating that Nepal is multi-caste, multilingual, multicultural and multi-religious country. He said the unity in diversity and social harmony are the unique features of Nepali society. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news. Now onto some international updates. Two Hong Kong opposition lawmakers are among the 16 people arrested over anti-government protest as crackdown on democracy supporters widens. Lam Chuk Ting and Ten Hui Chi Fong from the Democratic Party were arrested at their homes on Wednesday morning. Mr. Lam is accused of rioting over a July 2019 incident when marksmen attacked protesters after a rally. And he was one of the dozen injured in the attack where police were accused of failing to protect democracy activists. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has made a heartfelt plea for the racial unity in a live speech from the White House to the Republican Party convention. Mrs. Trump urged Americans to stop making assumptions based on race and reflected candidly on U.S. history. The normally lifelike signing, U.S. First Lady delivered Tuesday's evening keynote address before a small audience, including her husband, in the Rose Garden of the White House. She urged people to come together in a civil manner so as to work and live up to their standard American ideals. Tuesday's convention schedule began with a prayer for Jacob Blake, the 29-year-old black man, shot multiple times in the back by police in Wisconsin on Sunday. As the country grapples with the resurgence of coronavirus cases, tens of thousands of doctors in South Korea launched a full-scale strike nationwide on Wednesday. They defied a return-to-work order and threats of punishment to protest of the government's medical workforce reform plan. The three-day strike is organized by the Korean Medical Association, which has some 130,000 members, including interns and resident doctors at general hospitals and practitioners at neighborhood clinics. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Today's meeting of three chief district officers of Kathmandu Valley decides to extend probity order till the 2nd of September. Nepal government to resume domestic and international flights simultaneously from the 1st of September. Two persons, one is from Kalali and Baki district, die of coronavirus infection. And Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers arrested over anti-government protests. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.